Devontae Adams is being reunited with Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Third-round pick that could turn into a second-round pick. The Raiders are moving on from Devontae Adams, and Aaron Rodgers once again gets what he wants in getting his boy back. I don't know if this makes a difference, but you've been on this for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, this is where it was going. Wrote about this in the Washington Post just 2 or 3 weeks into the season that the quarterback was grumpy. The quarterback wanted Devontae Adams. The quarterback gets what he wants. The quarterback's not that good anymore. Look, he's not going to hurt them. Like, he's not going to make them worse. They were the most desperate team. The idea that Devontae Adams was now not going to be traded was just absolute lunacy. And it's jackass stuff being perpetrated by people who are willing to act like clowns. Because I guess that gives you access to half truths and 25% truths, whatever, dirty business. But this guy was being paid $1 million a week to nurse a fake hamstring injury for the better part of a month until they could get what they wanted. And nobody was going to give them straight up a second round pick, which is what they wanted. But this is the most desperate team doing the most desperate thing to get as close to that as possible. And if you're the Raiders, you're saying, well, even with Devontae Adams, this is probably still not a playoff team. Is the quarterback even going to make it through the season? You know, so that's going to be a pretty high pick, regardless whether it moves up or not. So, you know, nothing has happened with this Jets team so far that I didn't think would happen. The coach was entered the year in the crosshairs of the quarterback, which would not be good for his job security. They would make the most desperate move at the deadline, which they did. They're not going to be a prolific, proficient offense. At least they haven't been. We'll see moving forward. They do have major offensive line issues. Sean McDermott's not a guy who brings the heat a lot, but when he did in this game, it sure was effective. They ran the ball better, you know, that's for sure. Like, yeah, that was a big deal. Is that sustainable? I don't know. They also suffered a little bit on defense, I thought. And that's what happens when you take your defensive coordinator away,
right,
and make him deal with all these other things, right? Now the run fits aren't as good. Now a desperate Bills team that really couldn't throw the ball is running the ball with three different guys. And they didn't really activate the quarterback that much. I mean, they could have, but they didn't. So we'll see, Carl. You know, we'll see. They are who we told you they are.
Yeah.
I don't know about the quarterback making it through the season. I'm not sure that's in the cards. And here's the thing. Like, if you want to really activate Devontae Adams, then you got to hold the ball. You got to wait for that double move, right? This is about,
that's right,
now you got Wilson and Devontae, and so we're going to get explosive. Not explosive on a jump ball Hail Mary where the guy got lucky. We're going to push the ball downfield on early downs all over, right? From midfield, from back at our own 25, we're going to get explosives. I don't know if he's going to want to hold the ball long enough behind this line frequently enough to make that happen. You know, like, if you take away the Hail Mary, it's 340 yeah, yards, you know? It's 341 total yards. It's 13 points. It's kind of what we've been accustomed to. I don't think he throws the best Hail Mary ball in the world. I think he got lucky that McDermott was guarding the boundaries because he thought, yeah, they'd take a quick hit, right, and try to set up a field goal.
Sure.
And so nobody was in front of Alan Lazard. Aaron Rodgers isn't special. Like, don't fall for the okey-doke. He's not a physics major. He doesn't throw, oh, it was perfect loft at the perfect launch angle where only his guy could hype. Get the F out of here. He ran back. He closed his eyes. He threw it as far as he could. His guy came down with it, with three Bills behind him. Good for them. Good luck running your offense that way.
I just want to know, what else does he need? Aaron, you've gotten everything you've asked for, including the firing of Robert Saleh, yeah, which you can completely deny. What else do you need? There's nobody in the NFL who's getting every damn thing they need, specifically at the quarterback position. Hell, You think Patrick Mahomes doesn't want another down the field wide receiver right now?
Sure.
But he's not getting everything he needs. And this is the point that I think, Jason, you've been making for months, and certainly now we are seeing with this team. They are giving him the right to do whatever the hell he wants, and they're giving him everything he needs, and this team still sucks.
Yeah.
So I'm with you on this. Devontae can still play. He's 31. Okay, great. I want to see ultimately what it's going to take for this Jets team to turn around. And I don't see that.
Here's the irony in this too. So the one positive real takeaway on offense is Breece Hall looked like Breece Hall again. And when the Jets run the ball 24 times or more, Carl, they're 2-0. So you know what happens when they don't. And their answer to finally figuring out that this offensive line is better run blocking and we've got Hall going and we're getting some sprint plays and we're getting some burst is to go get a receiver who's going to want 10 or 12 targets a game, right? Just like Garrett Wilson does, who's in a contract year. So I think there is a certain irony in that a rational person could watch that game and say, well, the takeaway isn't that, you know, this guy's the best Hail Mary thrower in the history of the NFL. It's that they ran the ball pretty damn well. And if they ran the ball a little bit more and took it off the quarterback's plate, right, and had more multiplicity in the run game, that might be the way to get themselves out of this mess. And instead they went and got a receiver who's going to want the, like, you're going to tell me Aaron Rodgers now isn't going to want to force feed this guy?
Of course.
Like, they go back over 10 years. Like, So is that really going to be what helps the offensive line? Is that going to be what cuts down on turnovers? Is that going to be what keeps Aaron Rodgers upright through the season? I would say it's the complete opposite.
You can follow us, guys, in the huddle pod on YouTube. Watch us. Tell your friends, like the show, and make sure you don't miss an episode. This is huge news today, only because, again, the Jets coming off of that L last night. Give the Bills credit. We hadn't even talked about them, but this is this trade news that was looming. Jason had talked about it, and he said the Jets are willing to do this, or should I say the Jets are willing to give up whatever to get Devontae Adams, and we see that now. Again, it's a third that could turn into a second. I think that all is going to depend on – I haven't looked at the trade exactly yet, but playing time and, you know, amount of snaps, blah, blah, blah. Here's the deal. Josh Allen hadn't thrown an interception. Josh Allen has not thrown an interception. And for all the stuff we've talked about with the Bills and how they need to get better, and he played a terrible game last week against the Houston Texans – 215, two touchdowns, but he's protecting the ball, Jason. Yeah. So what's the outlook on this Buffalo team that now takes command of this division after last night?
Look, they won a huge game against a team that got a, you know, the supposed bump from firing their head coach. And the Jets are at home in primetime, where I know they have sucked, but still, that's supposed to be an advantage, especially when you have such a great quarterback. And they found a way to win the game without James Cook and, you know, with some other guys ailing. I thought all along they're going to win the division. I think they will win the division. It's not going to be super sexy. It's not going to be filling up the box score. It's about managing the game and then trying to find any way possible to finish drives in the red zone, which Josh Allen did. I mean, he produced three touchdowns. If Josh Allen has games where he produces three touchdowns and he doesn't throw a pick, they're gonna win a high percentage of those games.
Sure.
They just are. And unlike the way they saved their season last year, he's not getting his brains beat in every week. He's not taking kill shots. We saw a couple times early in the season he left his feet around the goal line. I feel like we've gone a solid month since that kind of stuff has happened. And I don't know if that's because of whatever was going on with his left wrist or not, but he hasn't been taking it into his own hands except to finish drives a little bit in the red zone. And even then, he had gone four games without a rushing score. So, and this was a one-yard tush push, right? This wasn't a design run from 8 yards out. So, yeah, I think they need to still clean some things up defensively. You know, they've got to get Ed Oliver back in there. They've got to get a little healthier. They did get a little healthier at linebacker. They're getting pretty solid safety play right now, despite Hyde and Poyer not being there anymore. They're a solid football team, you know, and their season will be judged on what they do or don't do in the playoffs. I do think the way they're built, the quarterback's going to have to, like, win the postseason for this team to go to a Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl. Like, he's going to have to out Lamar. He's going right. to out have to out Mahomes, right? He's going to have to out whatever if Burrow gets in, out Burrow. Like, I don't think he's – like, managing games now is smart. It's going to get them into the dance. But the way they're built, like, he might have to run for 75, 80 yards, run for two scores, throw for two scores, not turn the ball over, you know, and have three explosive plays to – Shakir and the tight ends. Like, the recipe, I think, is going to be for them to beat the best teams in the league and to probably have to beat them on the road. He's going to have to be superhuman. But the fact that he doesn't have to be superhuman in October and November to get them there should help him feel a little better and be a little healthier when they do get to January.
Let's be honest, though, Jason. I mean, the Bills are lucky, right? I mean, Miami's quarterback gets injured, and we know they've been a mess without Tua. The Patriots are a joke, and we knew that going into the season, and it's proving to be true. And then you're better than the Jets, and they're a complete mess in-house.
Yes.
You've gotten a little lucky here where you haven't had to really go out of your way to compete to win this division. It's early. We're in week six. I'm with you. I think the Bills win this thing again, and they're back in the playoffs because this division is a joke.
And every time they lose two games, I feel like people want to act like McDermott's the worst coach in the league and they're a bunch of frauds. Like, they lost to Baltimore in prime time. Like, look what Baltimore's doing to people right now. Like, right? And they came in there short on some big bodies on defense, and they got steamrolled. Well, Baltimore's done that four straight weeks. You know what I mean? They lost to Houston. Okay.
They're 5-1. Right.
They lost to Houston. I mean, okay. Well, you know, on a day where the quarterback played his worst game in 3 years. Okay, well, that's going to happen, right? And then this was supposed to be the Jets' Super Bowl, their rebirth. Salah was holding us back. Watch the quarterback now. You know what I mean? Oh, here we go. New and improved Jets. We got him out of the building. Now we're unencumbered. And they beat him in their place. In prime time and another tricky week for them. So, yeah, they'll be fine.
Let's talk about some of the stuff that went down, guys, this last weekend. As we review, we'll look ahead on Thursday. Baldy will be here with some breakdowns, and we'll take a look at week 7.